Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Woo, baby. Oh, we got just the right amount of caffeine coursing through our veins. What a night. An absolutely gorgeous Saturday night at Kauffman Stadium ends in proper fashion. Royals even up this series with the first place Tigers. They grab game two by two. Final score, 3-1. For as much as I would like to talk about tonight's starting pitcher, Stephen Kolek, and his outstanding Royals debut, for as much as I want to talk about the playoffs, Royals now just two games back of Seattle, two games back with 26 to play. 26 games remain. You're two back of the Mariners, and they're coming to Kauffman Stadium in just about 2 weeks from now. For as much as I want to talk about the pitching, about the playoffs, for as much as I would like to rub some of your faces in the fact that Matt Quatrero just managed his tail off, for as much as I want to admit how many of his decisions tonight I may have looked at out of the corner of my eye, for as much as I want to talk about all that, I'm sorry, this comes back to Bobby Witt Jr., who I'm now going to start calling. I got a nickname for Bobby. I know he doesn't need one. You call him Junior. Bobby Baseball is a beautiful name. But I'm calling him the number one pick. The top pick. Number one. However you want to twist it, Bobby to me is now the number one pick. Now, maybe I didn't need this performance tonight to convince me of that. But if you put in front of me every single player to ever perform for this Royals ball club, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. with the number one pick. Now, if you disagree, I understand. George Brett's as clutch as this game has ever seen. Already in the Hall of Fame, 20 years of big league baseball under his belt, a batting title in three decades, 3,000 hits. a .390 batting average in 1980, an MVP, and postseason success. I get it. But if they're all in front of me, I'll take Bobby Witt Jr. Not only is he the number one pick in Royals franchise history, but if you put every single big leaguer in front of me right now, and that includes Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Cal Raleigh, and the rest, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. with that number one pick. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, the throw that he made after the diving stop in the sixth inning to finish off a quality start for Steven Kolek, to his game-winning two-run blast in the eighth inning, a 427-foot blast to dead center field. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Now I'm hoping that you will join in the conversation about Bobby Witt Jr. Here's the phone number. The Peterson & Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Yeah, I'm hoping you joined the conversation about Bobby, but I'm also hoping that somebody out there wants to celebrate the fact that Michael Garcia blasted his 15th home run. Wants to talk about Steven Kolek becoming the eighth different pitcher to throw a quality start with the Kansas City Royals this season. Now, Stu just mentioned it. Man, it was painful to see Freddie Fermin go. But if you're telling me, we got this dude at 28, Ryan Burgert at 25 years of age. Freddie, I love you. I'm cheering from afar. But like I mentioned when the move went down, that is just a deal that J.J. Piccolo and the Royals could not refuse. 913-586-7965. I'm hoping you bring up the pitching, the managing, the defense. How about Michael Massey and that great diving stab at second base? After we've already seen Michael Massey put on a pretty good show in left field, and he's only been back in the big leagues for less than a week. Nice all-around day for the Royals' second baseman slash left fielder. Carlos Estevez picks up his 36th save. How about Lucas Ursek? It's been a while since he's looked 1-2-3, 15 pitch good. Ursek blowing 98 past Gleyber Torres. So there's so much to discuss, so much to celebrate, including, again, only two games back of that final playoff spot. So much to discuss, so much to celebrate, but it has to begin with the great Bobby Witt Jr. 913-586-7965, no doubt about it. Bobby Witt Jr. is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. Shrimp cocktail, filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes, asparagus, and two slices of gourmet turtle cheesecake for Bobby and his wife. It'll all be delivered to the Witt's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to the great Bobby Witt Jr., tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. All right, let's start off with someone that was at the game tonight. Justine, one of the more than 26,000 to turn out tonight. Justine, go ahead.
Hey, Ryan, what's up? I will. I mean, you just, like, teed it up. I could talk about all of it, but we will start with Bobby Witt. When we were there and he hit it and he blasted it, the whole crowd, 24,000 and some change, sounded like 40,000. It was playoff baseball at its best, and then they started chanting, "Let's go, Bobby." It was electric and so much fun. And, I mean, I could go into all the things that you tapped out, but I'll let other people do that. But I just want to celebrate the win and that we're two games out and we're moving into September. September's going to be fun, and everyone needs to come out to that Seattle game. That Seattle series is going to be clutch. If you want to go to a playoff baseball game, come to Seattle. That game, it's going to be like a playoff baseball game. It's going to be for it all. Let's go, Royals.
Way to get us started. That is a terrific phone call. Justine checking in opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Mariners come to Kauffman Stadium September 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Plenty of seats are still available. I would imagine plenty of seats are still available for tomorrow's game as well. And boy, what a dandy we have in store for us in the finale tomorrow afternoon as the Royals ace, Michael Wacha, squares off with the American League's ace, Tarek Skubal. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Well, let's head back inside that Royals clubhouse, that victorious Royals clubhouse. It's my pleasure to say welcome to Royals right-hander Stephen Kolek. Six innings of one-run baseball tonight. A quality start as he becomes the eighth different Royal to pick up a quality start this season. Stephen, thank you very much for the time. Great job out there tonight. What'd you think of Kauffman Stadium while wearing that royal blue?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Man, it was a pleasure to get out there and pitching in the royal blue. It was a great honor, and I'm glad it turned out to be a quality one.
Yeah, how would you describe that environment tonight? A previous caller just mentioned it. It's 26,000, but man, that sounded like 40.
Yeah, I mean, it's right on top of you. It was nice and loud and definitely helped get the Royals for a win tonight. So thanks for all the fans to come out and support us tonight.
How about the defense behind you, especially up the middle with Michael Massey and Bobby Witt Jr.? What do you think of your new keystone combination?
Man, they're outstanding. There were a few plays tonight where I thought for surely it was a base hit up the middle and a turnaround, and either one of them's making a great play, and you just got to tip the cap to them. They're unbelievable. So hats off to them. I couldn't have had the start I had tonight without them behind me.
Six innings, one run on four hits, three strikeouts, and for the first time in your 15 career starts, you do not issue a single walk. Was the command that laser sharp tonight? Did you feel as good as your final line would indicate?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think Salvi back there definitely helped me out on a few of them, but command was definitely good enough to get me through. And we were able to attack and trust the defense there. So in some of those key spots, rather than trying to be too fine, it was just, hey, I got a great defense behind me, so I'm going to throw it over the plate and let them play defense.
I know you have family waiting for you, so just a couple of more questions. Stephen Kolek, kind enough to join us from inside that victorious Royals clubhouse. What have you thought of this clubhouse, your teammates? What have been your initial impressions of this Royals team and Royals organization?
Oh, man, it's been a great, great welcome. There's a lot of really nice guys in this clubhouse and come in with open arms and everybody willing to kind of, you know, show me around and help me out, do anything that any way that they can help me, they're here for me. And it's been a very warm welcome. So I'm looking forward to continuing to get to know everybody in the clubhouse, but it's been a great start so far.
Where are you at? Bottom of the eighth inning, Tyler Tolbert draws the one out walk and Bobby comes to the dish. Are you in the trainer's room? Are you back in the dugout? Where do we find you?
Yeah, I was in the strength in our weight room watching on the TV in there. I was kind of doing some post-start recovery work already. And watching the TV and man, that was an exciting moment when Bobby took one deep right there.
You've played with some freaks in Tatis and Machado, but I would imagine Bobby's right there at the top of the list.
Absolutely. After tonight, I mean, I think he's number one on my list right now.
Well, you're number one on the list as well. Great job. Great debut. And very impressive stuff. Can't wait to see you again. Thank you very much for the time tonight. Get back in there and enjoy it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Stephen Kolek from inside the Royals clubhouse as they win tonight 3-1 to even up this series with the first place Detroit Tigers. Royals now 17-7. Here at Kauffman since the beginning of July. Coming off that brutal month of June with only one win at home, Royals have now won 17 of 24 here at the K. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, Will was at the game tonight. He was one of the more than 26,000 to show up tonight to see the Royals pick up win number 70. They're four games above 500 and hot on the heels of the Mariners, Will. How you feeling?
Burn. Tonight I'm at the game with my 7-year-old son. Let that sink in. The same 7-year-old that looked at my father-in-law, who was in town last weekend, and said, "Papa, we have the best baseball player and the best football player in the world." My father-in-law, normally respect him, he goes, "How accurate is that statement?" In that moment, I wanted to shake him. Why? Because it's true, Vern. It's true. Kansas City, we've got the best NFL quarterback and the best shortstop that this world has ever seen. That's a true statement. But Kansas City, your red can wait a little bit longer. Keep it in the closet a little bit longer. Because we got a September coming in hot. And on national television, when you got Ken Rosenthal and his bow tie watching Bobby making barehanded backstop two-run dingers to center field, Vern, I can't take it. We got a September to remember coming in hot. You call him Bobby, I call him Sweet Prince. Thank you, Vern. Willie, out.
Great job, Willie. Terrific phone call. I'm not going to ask anybody to follow that. I'm going to go to the bow-tied one himself. Ken Rosenthal, after the game, caught up with Bobby Witt Jr. on Fox.
Jason, Bobby, two-run tie-breaking homer in the eighth inning. You hit an 0-1 fastball. What was your thinking as you stepped to the plate?
Yeah, they've been just trying to be on time with a fastball. That's my kind of approach always. And so just be ready to stick to one pitch. Those are the moments you want to be in. Those are the ones you kind of dream about, kind of growing up and everything. So just being there in that situation, the team, we're battling. So these are the games we got to win. And so it was a special one.
Heads up.
A little salvy splash from Tyler Tolbert and the boys.
Stephen Kolick, first start as a Royal, 6 innings, 1 run. Bobby, what impressed you the most?
Yeah, it was just him going out there attacking the zone, just doing what he does. And so it was really impressive just to see him just kind of do what he did there. And then just all the guys that we kind of got through the trade deadline, they've been really helping us. And it's going to be a good, big key piece in this, what we got going right now.
All right, Bobby, Seattle has lost. You are now 2 games back in the wild card race. As you get to September, what is the mindset of the team as you push for a playoff berth?
Take it 1 game at a time, but then be ready to bring all the energy we can, play in front of these amazing fans, and just make sure that we're focused in for 3+ hours each and every day and prepare the way we can and go out there and have fun.
Bobby, congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Bobby Witt Jr. with the great Ken Rosenthal of Fox after the game. Royals win 3-1. Bobby Witt Jr. is batting .394 across his now 18-game hitting streak, his second longest hitting streak of the season, and the longest active hitting streak in all of Major League Baseball. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Ross Mann. He was in the building tonight. Ross Mann, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, first-time caller. My girlfriend and I have been to, I don't know, half a dozen games this season. This was our first win we saw tonight. So we want to keep it rolling. We'll be out there tomorrow. Nice. Go Royals, yeah. Keep it short.
Heck yeah. Yeah, way to go, Ross, man. I appreciate it. We'll see you out here tomorrow. Swing by the booth if you can. Royals were nice enough to gift me this beautiful booth out here on the main concourse right across from the Diamond Club. Swing by, say hi. Flip me off, do whatever you want. Well, not whatever you want. Whatever's legal. Whatever's legal, go for it. Let's go to Laith. Laith was one of the 26,237 at the K tonight. Laith, how you feeling?
Hey, Vern. Good to talk to you as always. I appreciate you taking my call. Shout out to you for all the great work you do, man. It makes it a whole heck of a lot easier on a night like tonight. Great atmosphere out there. I want to encourage all the fans to get out there, because as the first caller kind of alluded to, she got to start it off right. Like, every game is essentially, it's almost like a playoff game, Vern. I mean, sure. This is what we wanted. My son Luke and I went out there, and we really had a great time. Like I said, it was a great atmosphere. So the weather's cooled down. Everybody get out there, support the team. And I also, Vern, I wanted to congratulate Steve on his son's funeral. I'll take your response off the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got me there. Yeah, congratulations, of course. Now, you know what? If you missed what he's talking about, I am not going to reiterate it. That's why you listen to the show. And if you missed the show, that's why you do me a solid and subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast. You can find the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go to Mark in Smithville. Mark, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern.
Hey.
I've been listening a long time. My first time caller.
Hey, welcome.
I just wanted to congratulate the Kansas City Royals. And I'm really, it's been times this year, I've kind of been down, but up we are now. We're doing good.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And that's why they play 162 of them. Mark, I appreciate the phone call. We're down to the final 26 games of the season. 26 to go. Royals 2 back of Seattle. Royals win tonight 3-1. We'll see Michael Wacha square off with reigning American League Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'm on the air again with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Bobby Witt Jr., or as I'm calling him now, the number one pick. The most talented player to ever put on a Royals uniform. See, even saying that makes me feel bad. Because, I mean, it's George Brett. I mean, it's 3,000 hits. It's every single record in this franchise's history. It's taking the goose deep. It's 85. It's 80. Right? It's the three straight trips to the ALCS. It's George Brett. How can I say that? And yet, how can you deny it? You know, it's like the previous caller said. I know it sounds as if we're all being homers. We're all so short-sighted. But no, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest, most talented quarterback in history. Most talented. Okay? Tom Brady is to George Brett what Patrick Mahomes is to Bobby Witt Jr. Talent-wise, of course they're the greatest. That's just about putting in the time now. Putting in the time and accumulating the postseason victories, the rings, and the awards. So if there are some of you, and I see some on the text line, pushing back on that, you know, pump the brakes. Show the proper reverence to one of the three greatest third basemen of all time. One of the two, maybe. You could, one of the two greatest third basemen of all time. Well, Bobby's not one of the two greatest shortstops. Although, if I'm just judging talent, if I'm building a shortstop, I mean, it's somewhere in between Bobby and A-Rod, and Bobby's faster. If I'm building a shortstop, it looks a lot. It's Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, isn't it? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm caught up in the moment. I don't know. You let me know. 913-586-7965. David was at the game tonight to see the boys win 3-1. David, go ahead.
Vern! Go Royals! How about that ball game?
Woo! That was fun.
I was out here with my nephew, Grayson. Grayson, say hello to Vern.
Hi.
What up, G?
What an awesome ball game. Great pitching, timely hitting. Incredible blast by Bobby Witt Jr. That was unbelievable. It was like a playoff game. That was incredible. Mm-hmm. We were about ready to jump off the club level.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm getting chills right now. That was incredible.
Oh, I love it. Oh, you're firing me up, David. I appreciate it, man. Way to go. Grayson, y'all get home safe. Glad you guys were here to see that one. Royals win 3-1. Bobby Witt Jr. becomes the first player in Major League Baseball history to record 20 homers, 30 stolen bases in each of his first 4 seasons. Nobody's ever done it. Shoot. Nobody's even done it for their first 3 seasons. Bobby's done it in each of his first 4. Man, what's the Lou Gehrig quote? I thank God for making me a New York Yankee or something like that. Whatever. I thank God for putting me in Kansas City in 2025. To have Bobby and Kelsey and Taylor and Patrick. Yes, please. We got to take a quick timeout. We'll get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
I'm also very happy to be alive now in the health awakening that's happening around this country as people are starting to realize that up to 70% of food in grocery stores is not healthy. It's ultra processed. It's filled with additives and coloring and chemicals and all sorts of crazy stuff. I'm telling you, if you want to eat healthy, if you want your family eating healthy, do what my wife and I did. Become a Guaranteed Foods customer. 100% of their all-natural products are totally additive-free. They're as healthy as you're going to find. They're as healthy as you can get. It's loaded with nutrition. It's all portion-packaged, so you're not wasting food. You don't have a ton of leftovers that you have to eat every single day for the next week. And it's all delivered by appointment directly to your home and placed directly on your shelves, man. I'm telling you, it's even better than it sounds. But find out for yourself and tell them Vern sent you if it comes up.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods.
Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Go at any time, but not on this pitch. And Witt bangs one to deep center. I mean deep. Back goes Ibanez and gone, Bobby Witt.
My jaw's on the floor. I don't know why my jaw was on the floor when he blasted that thing 427 feet to dead center. But it was. Maybe I should have expected it. Because I'll be honest, I sit up in that press box quite often when Salvi comes to the dish expecting something big to happen. But Bob comes through in the 8th inning. If you missed the game, Royals win 3-1 courtesy of that 2-run blast off of the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. Tigers took the lead in the 3rd inning as they Find some holes, hit a few mistakes, take a 1-0 lead. It was short-lived because in the bottom of the fourth inning, Michael Garcia and his clean braids tie it up. Michael's 15th home run of the season. He becomes the first primary third baseman in Royals history to hit 15 and steal 20 in a season. So Michael ties it in the fourth, and that would remain a 1-1 game until the eighth inning. Nick Lofton flies out for the first out as he's facing left-hander Tyler Holton, a guy that has dominated lefties throughout his career. So Q goes to the bench. Pinch hits for Kyle Isbell, brings in Nick Lofton. He's unable to get the job done. He flies out to center. Mike Yastrzemski is then due up. Yastrzemski is pinch hit four, brings in Tyler Tolbert. You look at Yaz's splits. His OPS against lefties is more than 400 points below his OPS against righties. The numbers say Yaz stinks against southpaws. Q pinch hits. He brings in Tyler Tolbert, who falls behind in the count 2-2. Foul ball. Then he takes ball three. And then he takes ball four. Tyler Tolbert draws a 7-pitch walk cold off the bench. Credit to him. Credit to Q for trusting him. But more credit to Tyler Tolbert. He's the one that went out there and executed. He's the one that went out there and got the job done. He draws the walk. And then Bobby gets a first pitch cutter in the middle of the plate and he missed it. Fouled it off. He didn't miss that second pitch, though. A 93-mile-per-hour fastball at the top of the zone, hammered. 105 miles per hour off of his bat. Home run number 20. Bobby, two hits tonight, now has an 18-game hitting streak. He's the first player in Royals history with multiple 18-game hitting streaks in the same season. Shoot. There are only two players in Royals history that have multiple 18-game hitting streaks, period. George Brett only had two in his entire career. Whit Merrifield only had two in his entire career. Bobby has two this season. He's unbelievable. And tonight he delivered the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals win by two, and they're now two games back of Seattle for the final playoff spot. Two back with 26 to play. Let's go to Theodore, who's on 96.5 The Fan. Theodore, it was nice seeing you after the game. What'd you take away from it?
It was great to see you after the game, too, Vern. What I took away from it, same thing you said, though, said Bobby, he is the best player in baseball. But Q made some mistakes and you and I talked about some subs, but that's all right though. But the highlight of the whole night was my kids meeting you and they want to say hello. Hi!
Hey! Oh, it was great. Right. That made my day.
You have a great night.
Yeah, you do the same. I really appreciate you guys swinging by. It's always nice, especially after a win like that, to see the young faces. And I got to imagine there's always, a dozen, two dozen kids in a night like this that fall in love with the game. That's what it's about. Thank you very much, Theodore. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tess. Tess was in the building tonight. Tess, you're on the post-game show. Go ahead.
Hi there, Vern. Hey, excuse me. My jog just jumped up on me. I just got home.
It's all good. It's happy.
That was an incredible game. My nerves. With that last hit.
What kind of dog is it, Tess?
A Rhodesian Labrador, or a Labrador Ridgeback.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And still puppy.
Sure, and unhappy when you leave for that long, sure.
Exactly, coming in looking and seeing what's been shredded. Wanted to talk about Michael.
Okay.
Because I think... Thank you. You just gave him the build-up I was going to do. because he gets left in Bobby's shadow. And I think he's just as good. I think he's hit more than 15 home runs in a season before.
Career high.
That's career high? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you said career highs across the board this season. It's a breakout for Mike Cal.
I said what?
Nothing. Tess, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Glad you had a good time. Glad you're home with the pup. And glad you're shining a light on Mikel Garcia, who tonight, 1-for-4 with the game-tying solo blast. With one out, Mikel turns an 0-1 curveball, and it's a curveball that split the plate from Tigers right-hander Jack Flaherty. But an 0-1 curveball splits the plate, then he parked that bad boy. I mean, he really, from Mikel put a charge into that thing, 428 feet over the left field wall. Mikel's now batting 297. That's eighth best in Major League Baseball. Bobby is now batting 299, sixth best in Major League Baseball. Yeah, listen. Mikel, this season's been one of the 20 best players in the sport. Bobby's been one of the 3 best. Yeah, I mean, Mikel's getting his recognition on a national level, right? He goes to the All-Star game. I've seen him receive plenty of love on national television, national radio, so the baseball world is certainly awake to the talent that is the 25-year-old Garcia. And I don't think he's one to sweat being in the shadow of Bobby Witt Jr. because when you're around someone like Bobby Witt Jr., well, when you're around him, just the personality, he's just a nice guy. There is no ego. So it's not as if you resent him or you're annoyed by him because he's always gloating or brooding or no, none of that. So it's not tough to allow the spotlight to shine on Bobby because you like him as a person, but also if you are a big leaguer, I understand you need to have a certain amount of confidence and self-belief. But when you see a talent like Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, you can acknowledge, okay, that is rare air. Okay, Mikel's outstanding. But even someone as outstanding as Mikel can recognize that Bobby's just built different. Because, yeah, Mikel can do almost everything that Bobby can, but Bobby just does it a little bit better. Stronger arm, runs a little bit faster, a little bit strong. Well, he's a lot stronger. So, no, I can't see Mikel being concerned about being in the shadow, especially if they make him a fair offer this offseason, right? If you try to eat up a couple of those free agent seasons for Mikel Garcia, if you pay him, you give him some security, I don't think he'll be complaining. The only thing Garcia is going to be complaining about is that strike 3 call in the 8th inning. He's done a very good job of controlling his emotions this season. I think it got the better of him a season ago. But man, he spiked that helmet in the 8th inning and shattered his helmet. Or at least the ear flap came flying off. Mikel ticked. Q had to come out and kind of, push him towards that third base bag. Hey, get out there. Get ready to play defense. We don't need you arguing with the umpire. Mikel Garcia this season, that OPS is now 831. That's top 50, certainly in Major League Baseball. Top 35. In baseball. So that's just offense, man. You throw in the defense and the team speed, or excuse me, just the base running ability of Mikel Garcia. Yeah, no doubt he's been maybe one of the 15 best players in the sport this season. Bobby, by the way, his OPS is now up to an even 860. That's top 15 in Major League Baseball. All right, let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson and Associates, Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Steven. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Steven, go ahead.
Vern, how are you? I love your passion. I've known you for many years, man. I used to work for the Royals. I love that club. I had some health issues. Had to let my job as an ambassador go, but I still love all my friends down there. So I'm directly connected to this team. I still love it. So you stole my conversation, Vern, which it actually made me feel good, because you said that Bobby Witt reminds you of two other great athletes. Do you remember what you said?
A-Rod and Mahomes?
No, Mahomes and somebody else. No,
Tom Brady?
A lot of people.
George Brett?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes! Yep. And so you stole it, because that's what I was going to call you and say. I was going to ask you, who does it remind you of? But here's the thing about those three, Vern. Think about this. What one quality outside of all their talent do they have in common? It's one thing outside of them being on the field. What is it, Vern?
Humility?
Yes! Yes, Vern! They're quiet. They're humble. They give everybody else the credit. And so, you know, the way I see it, Vern, and I'm so glad you mentioned Brady, because, look, Vern, so many people hate that guy. That guy, I don't care what you say, Vern, this guy's one of the greatest. And for him to go into that locker room and talk to Mahomes like that, I still love Brady. I love Mahomes. But this kid, Bobby Witt, if he can stay healthy, Vern, watch out. And listen, Vern, you should not feel bad about George Brett. I love George Brett. I'm 73. I go way back to the beginning of the stadium there. George Brett will be the first one, probably, Vern, to tell you, hey, Vern, you know what? You're right. And if this kid can stay healthy, there's no end to what this kid can do. This kid, but you stole it. I'm like, damn, Vern just, he stole the conversation. But, yeah, so I just wanted to call in and say that. I love you, man, and let's go. Listen, we are still in this thing.
Yes, yes.
Right? We're
in Stephen,
it.
No doubt. Oh, no question about it. And knowing that the Mariners need to come here for three, it's going to be tough to kill the hope of Royals fans so long as those three games remain and they remain the team that you're chasing in the standings. No doubt. Stephen, appreciate the phone call. Hope you're doing well, man. Hope I get a chance to see you soon. 913-586-7965. Now, you start thinking about what Bobby can do, what his career could look like. You start talking about it, and maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just my reverence for the baseball gods.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
But I have a tough time really verbalizing or speaking the thoughts that I have in my mind about what Bobby could do, because I just don't want to mess anything up. I don't want to tempt fate. There's nothing that's out of line, right? Like there's nothing that is too outlandish, too hyperbolic. And I've talked about that with plenty of people within the organization, just a season, you know, a 50-50 year, right? Shohei Ohtani's done it. There's no reason to think Bobby can't do it. Again, he's 25. He's not going anywhere. And you get Bobby allowed us in Kansas City to watch all of his 20s. Now, John Sherman, of course, played a huge role in assuring that, no doubt. Yeah, you know, credit to ownership for making a fair offer to a great player, but also credit and thank you to Bobby Witt Jr. for committing to us in Kansas City to give this city, to give this franchise your 20s, your prime. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I'm ready to start tomorrow's game right now. Michael Wacha squaring off with Tarek Skubal and Bobby Witt Jr. out there running around. Yes, please. Man, I'll pay you to let me into that game tomorrow. Let's go to Hank in Overland Park. Hank, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Been listening to you since the beginning. Love the show. Thanks. Great win tonight. We're pumped up. I mean, the game. The good news is, you know, we're in it. Every game's meaningful. Got a question though. You know, regarding Mikel, who you know is just right there. You know, behind Bobby as far as production and how much he means to the team. And this, you know, we've got Salvi, of course, also. And my concern, if you could talk just a little bit about, you know, I was looking up Mikel's contract, and it shows being 2025. And we got a lot of guys, you know, that we picked up just for a year. Yastrzemski, there's others, but
Frazier, yep.
You know, are we going to, you know, do you think we're going to be able to, to put the kind of dollars out there with the kind of, you know,
well, real quick,
got almost like an MVP season going on.
Hank, real quick. Hank, real quick, and I'll let you finish.
Yeah.
Mike, they still have Mikel under team control for another 4 seasons after this year.
Oh, okay.
He goes to arbitration. Yeah, so what it is, I mean, I'm not going to explain arbitration in case you already know it, but yeah, they have him under team control. He begins arbitration next year, so does Vinny, so does Ursig, so does Massey. So they got some big paydays coming down the pike beginning next year, and I think they might want some cost certainty with Mikel where you can lock in a number, a lot like what they did to Cole Reagans. Although, with Mikel, I think he wouldn't possibly want to eat up a few of those arbitration and free agent seasons. Man, I'd sit down at the table with him, offer him a 6-year, 7-year deal, eat up 2, maybe 3 years of free agency. I think he's that good.
Okay, well then that's good news. Thanks for explaining that. I was a little worried that we might have to come to the table here this next year, but it sounds like we'll have quite a few coming in at one time, but in a couple of years. So, and Sherman's been very generous. What he did with Bobby, that was just amazing. I just hope we can keep all the key players together.
No question. No question. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate the kind words, Hank. Yeah, Mikel hits arbitration next season, which means, you know, he says, I believe I deserve to make this much. The Royals say, we believe you deserve to make this much. And an arbiter decides. Hopefully the two sides can come to an agreement, if not on a long-term deal, at least on a 1-year deal, maybe a 4-year deal to eat up those arbitration seasons. Because when you go to arbitration, it's not just, here's what I think, here's what you think, let's let the judge decide. It's the Kansas City Royals are going to tell you why Mikel doesn't deserve that money. And no player wants to hear the team that drafted him, developed him, signed him out of Venezuela, No one wants to hear your bosses tell you why you're no good. And Royals don't have to worry about that with Cole Ragans because they gave him a contract that eats up those arbitration seasons. Well, Vinny Pasquantino hits arbitration. They got him for 3 years. Now, it's also advantageous for the player to sign a deal because, you know, sure, you can make more going to arbitration year in and year out, but you better stay healthy. And you happen to break your leg, the arbiter doesn't care. You're going to get a lot less money because you played a lot less games. So if you leave some money on the table as a player, scratch the organization's back, possibly they scratch your back. That's what happened with Cole Ragans. I would assume there's going to be conversations to do something like that with Vinny Pasquantino. I don't know if you're buying up any free agent years of Vinny. Right? Vinny's going to be, he'll already turn 30 by the time he's a free agent. Michael Garcia, though, won't be 30 when he hits a when he becomes a free agent. Now, Bobby could be a free agent at the age of 30 if he decides to opt out. Yeah, we're getting too far down the line. That's on me. That's me. Stay focused. Let's look ahead, days at a time rather than years at a time. We've waited way too long, Kansas City, to have a team like this on the cusp of making it to the postseason for consecutive seasons. We don't need to look towards 2029, 2028. Let's just focus on 2025. It's been fun lately, huh? Royals win tonight 3-1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I got to take our final quick timeout. We'll get right back to your phone calls after this. I'm just so long-winded. I get carried away with, so many different things. I get off on these tangents. I lose my focus. Even when I'm telling you about guaranteed food, sometimes I get so focused on just how healthy it is. And I forget to explain, why it's so much different than your retail store. And it begins with the fact that guaranteed food starts with the highest quality. Each ready-to-cook product is 100% all natural. There are no additives. There are no chemicals, no preservatives, no coloring, no water. It's not ultra processed. Again, it is the healthiest, but that's because instead of their products lying in a retail display case where everyone can paw through them, no, they assemble your customized food supply inside of a huge 10 below zero freezer. And then it's all delivered to your shelves from special trucks, so there's no temperature fluctuation. That's why the food tastes better. And then it's all backed by their unconditional quality guarantee, man. Find out for yourself. I promise you won't be disappointed.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
19th round pick who's had a really nice start to his career. Diving stop by Bobby at short. Gets up, fires to first for the out. What a play by Bobby Witt Jr. Robbie Carpenter of a base hit.
Oh my God, he did it all tonight. The number one pick, Bobby Witt Jr. A 92-mile-per-hour throw to get Kerry Carpenter after he makes a diving stab. Ranging to his right against the left-handed hitting Carpenter. He tries to shoot it the other way, but Bobby says, uh-uh. No, I wear gold. I wear this gold glove, dog. It was squared up by Carpenter, but Bobby dives, gloves, gets to his feet, and throws a missile to Vinny at first. Bob wasn't done. No, he would crack a two-run game-winning home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Royals take game two from the first-place Tigers. 3-1 the final score. Royals look to take the series tomorrow afternoon. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon as Michael Wacha squares off with Tarek Skubal. The Royals are now only two games back of the Mariners for that final wild card spot in the American League. All right, let's go back to the phone calls, to the Peterson and Associates phone line, and let's head out to Topeka. Roger, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. We talked a few months ago when we were losing to the Athletics and the White Sox, and I'm glad to see this turnaround. JJ and Royals management made the best deals during the trade deadline. We got these pitchers. Kolek did well tonight. Berger's doing well. And we lost Reagans and Bubich, and these guys are picking up the slack. Bobby Baseball, I call him Mr. Clutch. I was old enough to see George Brett during his heyday, and yeah, nobody George Brett can't compare to his athletic skills and the way he does his thing. Yeah. And he is literally the best defensive player in baseball. And yeah, we're two games back. I will never give up on these Royals, and let's go. Let's get to the playoffs and go beyond. Let's go, Royals.
That's a great phone call, Roger. Way to go. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, nice talking to you. Nice to see the fam before the game. How are you?
Good. Just got home. You know, great atmosphere tonight. Felt like a playoff crowd tonight, even though there was still plenty of people or seats to be filled. You know, great job by Bobby and Michael and Michael Massey and Carlos Estevez, of course, coming in to save the day. So let's just hope that Michael Walker goes out there and does good tomorrow, because I know we've had very good success against Skubal. I think we're 2-0 on the season against them. So let's just go out there and win, and let's just hope that Seattle keeps on losing. And I'll try to get out to one of the Mariners games coming up in 2.5 weeks, Vern.
Nice. We'll see you out here, man. Always good seeing you before these games. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. The win tonight went to Lucas Urseg. His sixth win of the season, Urseg retires the top of the Detroit lineup in order on 15 pitches in the eighth inning, as good as Urseg's looked in a while. And Carlos Estevez, Garrett brings him up. Estevez tonight works around a one-out double to pick up his 36th save of the season, becoming the fifth pitcher in franchise history to record at least 36 saves. All right, Darren was in the building to watch Carlos Estevez pick up that save. Darren, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, how about that? That was beautiful. The only time I get a little bit nervous when Zerpa comes in, to be honest, but my mom turned 80 this past week, and we had tickets to come and see this game, get our Hawaiian shirts, and every moment I get to spend with her, I just absolutely love, and what a beautiful night for a ball game.
She a big Royals fan?
Oh, huge, huge Royals fan. We always get out to the K a couple times, and the staff there talk about friendly to us.
No doubt.
You know, she's got handicapped parking. They got the wheelchair, got us, you know, better seats where she didn't have to climb some stairs. They were just absolutely wonderful to her. Yep. And I wanted to give some love to Steve, you know, the starting pitcher, Steve Kochler.
Kolek.
What an amazing job he did holding down the fort. Bobby putting on the clinic. Are you kidding me? I mean, nobody can do what he does. He had no right to stop that ball and to get up and fire that missile to first to save that out. That's just, I love being a Royals fan. And heck with that two-game behind Seattle, how about we just take the whole division? We'll catch that eight games up with Detroit and just knock on the door for the whole division this year. What do you think about that?
Let's go. Why not? Why not, Darren? I appreciated Royals 8.5 games back of the Tigers with only one more meeting. That's coming up tomorrow. I second everything that Darren said about the great staff here at Kauffman Stadium. Now, for as much as I like the guys inside that Royals clubhouse, Hey, there's Carlos Estevez and family right now. Great job tonight. Way to go. All right. For as much as I love guys like Carlos and others inside that Royals clubhouse, for as many good men as they have inside that Royals clubhouse, again, it is, I don't want to say unique. There are a bunch of really good clubhouses, but man, you walk inside those four walls with those 26 ball players, and there's not one that, and I'm being honest, I didn't say this earlier in the season when I didn't believe it to be true, but there's not one guy inside that clubhouse where I go, all right, I'm just staying away from that dude. He just stays in a bad mood. They don't have that. But for as many quality people are inside that Royals clubhouse, there's like three times as many that work here at Kauffman Stadium. It's the people I miss most in the offseason. The men and women that work at Kauffman Stadium, they're the ones that make the experience what it is. Sure, Bobby and Stephen Kolek and Michael Garcia and Carlos Estevez play a big role. Sure, no doubt. But I've seen plenty of smiling faces even after heartbreaking losses here at Kauffman Stadium, and that's because of the men and women that work here. So way to go, Darren. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, I know we got crossed up last time we spoke. We were having issues with the phone line. Now we're having issues with the text line. I appreciate you persevering. How are you?
I'm doing good because both my teams won today, and
that's right.
I'm glad that the trade.
Dodgers are losing, right?
I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to say anything.
My bad.
So anyway, I'm just glad that the trade worked out for both our teams because Freddie's doing good out in San Diego, and the pitchers are pitching great for the Royals. And I'm already planning my trip for next July to come out and see the Padres play the Royals. It's going to be July, but I don't care. I miss Kauffman. Ooh. I miss Kansas City.
Bring your bathing suit, Kathy. It's going to be warm.
Yeah. I have a question for you. I know the Padres, you were talking about arbitration. I know the Padres have never, A.J. Preller has never been to arbitration with any of his players.
That's how Dayton Moore was up until, I think, Brandon Maurer in 2017.
Okay.
Or 2018, maybe.
And
yeah, Royal, I mean, every team's trying to stay away from it because it's just, if you're trying to foster a quality organization that prioritizes players, treats them more than assets, you want to stay away from arbitration.
Right. So I'm just hoping that we can, kind of, especially with some of these players that have been playing their tails off for our team, Denny and Michael, because, we love these guys in Kansas City. We want to see them playing for a while.
And they're great representatives of the city and the organization. They're good young men.
Definitely.
Well, Kathy, don't pay attention.
I'm just sorry my Padres couldn't help with the Mariners because the Mariners are tough, man. But I really hope the Royals can do something with them next week because we got to get past those guys.
No doubt. Kathy, nice to hear from you. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Still yet to hear a phone call. Anyone going to give any credit to the manager? Now, I'm not going to, go crazy about it because I'm not one that goes crazy about the manager when they lose. It's a player's game. Players are put in position to succeed. Do they capitalize on it? Tonight, John Schreiber and Angel Zerpa, Lucas Erceg, running Stephen Kolek back out there for the sixth inning. The guys got the job done. Tyler Tolbert, Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Massey. They got the job done. It's a player's game. But still waiting for anyone to mention Matt Quatrero. Royals win 3-1. Shout out Michael Massey. I mentioned his outstanding defensive play in the second inning, but Massey, one of only two Royals to have a multi-hit night. Bobby, of course. And then Massey, 2-for-3 tonight. He's now hitting .375 since returning from the IL. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, Josh. Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals. Yeah, Bobby, with the big defensive play and the two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth. And Kolek, yeah, what by Stephen Kolek, what a job by pitching in his first Royals debut with one run, four strikeouts in six innings. And Michael on pace to get 20 home runs and drive in about 75 to 80 RBIs. Just got to show not to get too frustrated. You know, you didn't like the 0-1 pitch and then he struck out. And I'm glad the umpire didn't ring him up for that. You know, it was good restraint by the umpire because usually some umpires, they would ring you up real fast. Yeah. So let's take care of business tomorrow with Walker. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Let me get that umpire's name real quick. Yeah, that is understanding that it's not about you, Ryan Wills, tonight's home plate umpire. Mike Kell spiked his helmet in his face. You know, threw the bat, throwing his gloves, staring him down, you know, saying whatever to him. But home plate umpire Ryan Wills, just, you know, whatever. Whatever. People came here. The 26,000 in the building are not here to see me. They're here for Michael and Bobby, and I'm a grown man, and I can deal with you spiking your helmet. Dan, great point, man. Always nice hearing from you. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, what's up, pal?
Hey, man, Vern, thanks for taking my call, man. I've been so busy now. We've been doing these fairs, and I've just been trying to listen to the boys and following everybody at OSP. We did these big fairs working our butts off, but listen to the game.
Where were you guys at tonight?
We were at DeSoto Days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, like all day and night, man. So way to go to the crew at OSP. But also, how about our Royals? Two games behind. Vern, people were poo-poo, all the Royals are done. Wave the white flag, trade Lugo, do this. No. It's make the playoffs again, baby. That's where we're headed to, the playoffs. Nothing short of that. They're hot. They're ready to go. And, Vern, you know how I feel about Bobby Witt. He's a badass. Before he was a badass, I would say, no. Quit being so hard on Bobby. He's a superstar. And I heard you talking about, you thought, okay, he's the number one guy. He's numero uno. I'm greening with you, Vern. You got me on board on that. And you know what, Vern? The young kid that pitched tonight, way to go, big dog. We need you. Way to go. JJ, pulling off the good strings and bringing these guys in here. And that's why we're leading there through there. They short up the offense. They short up the pitching a little bit to help them out because they've been carrying the load. Let's get that series tomorrow. And you know what? We're going to do a group choo-choo here at the end because we're all here at the shop. And as always, let's go Royals.
Big T, I appreciate it. Way to go, OSP. All right. Well, all right. So we made it through the entire postgame show. Nobody mentions Matt Quatrero. I was really expecting either Dan or Big T to mention Big Q, but alas, we wait until tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow, after a win, the manager will be mentioned. Maybe. We'll see. Royals win 3-1, and boy, what a doozy we have in store for us on Sunday. Michael Wacha, the ace of this staff, the pitcher of the year for this Royals ball club, he squares off with the pitcher of the year for the American League, Tarek Skubal. I'll sit right here. I'll wait. What time is it? Almost 10:30? Maybe I won't. That's a long time. But I'll be back here tomorrow morning. I'll have the on-deck show for you beginning at 12 noon. Don't forget Mac Morey. Right, he's getting you ready for fantasy football tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., I believe. It's back. Hey, James Howell, great job, as always, back at the studio. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, 1:10 for the first pitch. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Take care.
Been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate!
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.